Mexican War Radio. Radio, 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 radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican. Is the Wall of Voodoo with Mexican Radio. Always a big hit on Cinco de Mayo and a big hit in my heart because I grew up in the 80s. Most of you are probably like, what is that? How dare they? Well, they were all Mexican. They could sing about it. Actually, they probably weren't, but it is what it is. Good tune. It's Wall of Voodoo. Take it for what it's worth, and there you go. There you go. I'm going to put on an old poop. Do you like old poops? Well, this is Norman Thayer from On Golden Pond, and he's going to do a couple of introductions for the next half hour here on the Big 80s. This old poop is going to introduce a couple of old poops and a guy that just retired from Genesis. That's what we're going to do next here on the Big 80s. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. If you want to call in and make a request, you can do so. Hope you get through.
Summer's at the door.
This goes out to my buddy Joe, big Genesis fan. He saw Phil Collins before he fell over. Or as he fell over. It was one of the two. All I know is he retired. I'm pretty sure he's still with us. I like that Phil Collins. And then Mike Rutherford and Tony Banks and Peter Gabriel was out at this moment. But the song is Mama, and it's from the Genesis album. Or is it from Abacab? It's from one of the two. You can find it on Turn It On Again, the Genesis compilation album. Here he is. That's Phil Collins right there. He's singing. Do you hear him? That's Phil Collins. Joe, it's Phil Collins. Do you hear him? He's talking about his mother. Hey, mama. He just can't hardly wait. Can't wait. He touches and he feels. Mama. In the city. He's running. Kids just don't care. He's Phil Collins. Say you. He helps his mother. It's getting too hard. He won't hurt your mother. Oh, hey mama. Hey mama. He sings mama. It's about a young man longing for a particular sex worker, I think. I don't know. It's a little risque when you think of Phil Collins, who later did like Sue Studio and those other like big hits, Easy Lover. I guess he did like songs about the ladies of the evening. Anyway, I kind of ruined that one, so the hell with it. All right, let's go back to some racist songs, I guess. In the 80s, there were all kinds of racist songs, including this one by the Vapors. This goes out to Long Duck Dong. It's the Vapors. Turning Japanese. WMFO in Medford.
I got your picture. Stare at it, there's nothing else to do. Oh, it's in color. Your hair is brown. Your eyes are hazel. And soft as clouds. I often kiss you when there's no one else around. I've got your picture. I've got your picture. I'd like a million of your aura myself. I want a doctor to take
and turning down, I'm turning in, I'm turning right, I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. I'd like a million of them around myself. I want the doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You got me turning up and turning down, I'm turning in, I'm turning right, I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. No sex, no drugs, no wine, no women, no fun, no sin, no you, no when there is talk. Everyone around me is a total stranger. Everyone avoids me like a cyclone ranger. Everyone. That's why I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.
Is the Vapors with Turning Japanese. Apparently that was about like Flogging the Monkey or something like that. I don't know. It's just it's a song you're not going to hear that much anymore, so I play it. I like to be provocative every now and then. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. If you don't like me, my name is Lenny Clark, and you can see me down at the old Hot Potato down in Chelsea doing my act. Here you go. It's the Eurythmics, the Big 80s here on WMFO in Medford. This goes out to anybody who had to get rid of somebody. It's nice.
You gave me such a bad time. You tried to hurt me, but now I know. A bundle of lies, you know that all that it was.
As Eurythmics from 1985, I believe, Thorn in My Side. Great, great song there. This next one, let's hear from Norman first. Here we go.
Well, how does it feel to turn 80?
Twice as bad as it did turning 40.
Yeah, from On Golden Pond. You got to see that movie. It's great. It's got Katharine Hepburn in it, and it's got Henry Fonda, it's got Jane Fonda, it's got Dabney Coleman, and it's got Billy, of course. And Henry Fonda is like this guy that just turned 80, and he's like cantankerous, and then Jane Fonda and Dabney Coleman drop off their kid, Billy, and then they become friends, and then Henry Fonda just hates Jane Fonda, and he hates Dabney Coleman. Then they come to have some kind of reasoning with one another at the end. It's a pretty good movie, and it was filmed up in New Hampshire. Which is great. It's a great, great movie. On Golden Pond. One of my favorites. Anyway, next one is for anybody who has a baby. This one's for my baby. It's Doing It All for My Baby. Here's my baby. Lewis and the News, very big in the 80s, and that was about it. They had a couple of hits in the 90s, but in the 2000s, 2010s, 2020s, you know, other than like that American Psycho movie, it's not really nice to like Huey Lewis and the News anymore. Everybody's like, who? Wasn't that guy like 50? Like, I remember we went to go see Huey Lewis and the News, like me and my friends, and it was about like, I don't know, 8 to 10 of us, and it was all right. You know, it was fun because a whole bunch of us went at the same time. But I'm like, think about it now. I'm like, what the hell are we doing going to see Huey Lewis in the News? Wasn't Def Leppard around then? What are we doing? Like, geez, I remember seeing like the Bangles and Anthrax. I saw all kinds of 80s bands. I saw Ozzy. Who else did I say? I saw Rush. Rush was my first concert. Pretty good. You know, pretty good for a first concert, very boy concert. But I remember I was so proud coming in with my Rush Hold Your Fire t-shirt. I'm like, I went to a concert, you know. I was like, I don't know, 15, 16 years old. I'm walking around, you know, showboating. I'm like, hey, look at this. Look at this awesome t-shirt. And then like a year later, I was up in Montreal with my brother and a couple of his asshead friends. And his friend Jason borrowed my Rush t-shirt. And, like, he wanted to go to the gym. And the guy's like, you know, an XXL at this point. I'm like a size small, size medium, you know. You could fit, like, you know, like one of my legs can fit one of my t-shirts from those days, you know. But like Jason tried it on. He's like, hey, I'm gonna borrow your shirt, buddy. Can I borrow your shirt? I gotta go to the gym, crazy. Gotta get a gym bump, kid. You know, let me borrow your shirt. Let me borrow your shirt. I'll give it right back to you. I'll wash it. I'll fold it for you. So like a dope, I give him the shirt. And I never saw it again. That was it, you know. And there's a picture of us at the gym. That's what's funny. It's like Jason's wearing my Rush shirt. I'm like, that is the last picture of my Rush shirt. And, of course, that shirt would go for about $1,000 right now because people are crazy. And they buy old Fruit of the Looms with sweat and, like, every kind of, you know, semen and all kinds of things on them for, like, thousands of dollars now because they're legit, you know. It's like, oh, I wore that and I spilled 10 beers on it. Let me sell it for $1,000. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, here's, Journey. Why not? One of the best frontmen of any band, that's Steve Perry with Journey. You know, they got some other guy right now and been there for years, still doing Journey. But Steve Perry, that's Journey, man. That's Journey. Stone in Love, one of the best Journey songs in every way. Any which way but loose, whatever the hell it's called. Any way you want it. Any way. And hold tight. Oh, every way you want it. Yeah. Journey, Steve Perry, here on the Big 80s with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m., and then I'm going to get in my car and go get myself a beer. We're going to play a little Tiffany for you. I met Tiffany at the WXLO Big 80s party, as a matter of fact, or whatever the hell they called it. It was like a prom. It was, they called it the Big Prom or something like that. Debbie Gibson was another year, and she was like a stick in the mud. And who else was there? Tone Loc was there one year. They were cool. Sugar Hill Gang, they were pretty cool. But Tiffany was very cool. And I was sitting at the bar with her, and I'm having a beer. And Tiffany, you know, she's a little older now, so she beefed up a little bit just like me. And we were just sitting around, and we're chatting a little bit. And, you know, some gay guy comes over, and he's like, "Hey, it's Tiffany," and he just like grabs her. He assaults her, and she's like, "I'll take a picture with you, but calm down. Like, what are you doing?" And I'm like, "Jeez, Louise, what are you doing? Stop touching Tiffany. Stop grabbing Tiffany. Why are you touching Tiffany?" You know. And it's like, so we talked a little bit, and afterwards she gave me a little kiss on the cheek, and she said, "It was so nice to meet you." And I'm like, "Damn, Tiffany just gave me a little pass. Tiffany gave me a little pass," and then Tiffany let out a little gas and left. Anyway, that's my Tiffany story. The first girlfriend I went out with, she liked Tiffany. And I'm like, why does she like this girl? I'm like, I felt like I was like watching the Care Bears and Tiffany and stuff like that. I'm like, I felt weird like making out with her. And she was like 17, 18 years old. And I was like 14, 15, I don't know. I'm like, why is she into all this like girly stuff? And it's like, and we're doing all this adult stuff and you're listening to Tiffany? I'm like, whatever. Anyway, here's the first one. She's at the Ogden City Mall and she's dancing around. It became a big hit with all the girls. And 40 years later, Chris Earle almost made out with her. Here you go. It's Tiffany. Aren't you excited about this? And like I said, Tiffany getting much better than Debbie Gibson. She was kind of a bitch. Yeah, here we go. The Ogden City Mall, man. It's rocking. Here she is. Ty Fanny. Tiffany, or as I like to call her, Ty Fanny. Well, I think we're alone now. We weren't really alone. I think if we were alone at that big 80s prom party, it would have been a different story, because she was going through a divorce at the time, or I read that she went through a divorce a little later. Who knows? Maybe it was me. Maybe she went back and she's like, hey, Ronaldo, or whatever your name is, I met this guy at the 80s prom, and I kissed him on the cheek. And I felt like I should tell you about it and getting a divorce. And then she went to look for me and couldn't find me. Even though here I am on WMFO talking about her. That was Ty Fanny with Think We're Alone Now. It's funny. I'm like, you know, the first girlfriend she liked at Tiffany. And I'm like, geez, you know, it's like such a girly thing. And she was older than me, you know. It's like she was 4 years old. Girlfriend was 4 years old. And Tiffany's older than me. I was just like, I don't know. It just sounded like teeny bop BS, you know. And when she performed that, and you know, and she was all beefed up in like her 40s, I'm like, yeah, she ain't that bad. She's pretty good. And she turned out to be so much better than Debbie Gibson, because, like I said, she was kind of a bitch. Anyway, let's check in with Norman Thayer on Golden Pond and see what he has to say.
Want to dance? Or would you rather just suck face?
All right. I guess we'll put on something about dancing, because I don't want to suck face. Not with an 80-year-old man, that's for sure. Maybe with Ty Fanny if I see her again, but, you know, I probably wouldn't, you know. I'd let her kiss my cheek and then save her from all the gay fans once again. That's the type of hero I am. The hero that we need. Here's the best dance ever in the history of music. It's the safety dance. Men Without Hats. I play it often. I play it as often as I can. I usually like to set my alarm to this so I can get up in the morning, get excited about my day. It has a little spelling bee in it, which is nice. Plus the video's got like a midget in it, and he wears like a ox horn helmet, which is pretty awesome. Anyway, let's listen in. It's the safety dance.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say, we can go where we want to, a place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance. Behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
Down. it, never gonna lose it. Everything'll work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking a chance.
Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yeah. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance.
Yeah, one of the best songs of the 80s and one of the best videos of the 80s, Men Without Hats. Not to be confused with Men Without Pants. With the safety dance. All right, let's play a little, little Billy Idol. Let's check in with Norman up at Golden Pond.
Hello, you couple of nitwits.
All right, a little Billy Idol for Pippi up north, who's keeping cool. Catch my fall. Stay cool, Pippi.
I have no time, so I will sing, yeah. I'm just a boy, but I will win, yeah. Lost some lovers, fellow travelers, yeah. Leave me sad and hollow, out at a word. It could happen to you, so think for yourself, yeah. If I should stumble, catch my fall, yeah. If I should stumble,
just
is Billy Idol. He's always great.
They're a nice middle-aged couple, just like us.
If they're just like us, they're not middle-aged.
To sleep, I think about the implications of diving in too deep, and possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations, I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just an imagination. Day after day shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Alone between the sheets only brings exasperation. It's time to walk the streets, smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights. And though there's little variation, it nullifies the night from overkill. Day after day reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows the
Hey, with Men at Work here on the Big 80s with Chris Earl here with you for a few more minutes. It always goes by fast. Always goes by fast. And unless, of course, when it doesn't go by fast. But I'm here with you for 15 more minutes, so I only got a few more songs here. And then I'm going to get out of here and find somewhere cool. Go stick my feet in some water somewhere and a little spritzer. You know what I like? You go down to Disney and you have, like, those little spritzers. You know, it's like, why can't they have these things everywhere? You know, like the outside the malls at schools, like the little sprayers. Can't cost that much, right? And you just go in, it's like, pshh, and you get nice and cool. Those are the best. So you have these days here, man. It's just too hot. My AC was broken for a while, and it was a fuse. I'm like, damn it, I could have fixed that. Damn it. But it's fixed now, and everything's great. And, you know, sometimes I'll just sit at home, like, what do I want to do tonight? I'm going to turn on the AC and do nothing. That's what's great about being middle-aged now. It's like, what do you want to do tonight? Nothing. You want to call anybody? Nope. You want to do some work? Nope. just want to sit here on the couch, maybe even on bed, maybe on a chair, maybe sit on the floor. Sometimes I'll lie down. I might do a couple jumping jacks. I sit down and do some ankle lifts, you know, get that knee going, get moving again. Things of that nature. You know, that's pretty much where I am now. And you know what? It ain't that bad. I've had worse years, that's for sure. I've had worse years. And the year's not over yet, but I've had worse years. I don't want to jinx myself. It's only July. You know, we only got a few more months left. But it's like, you know, 2023, not too bad. You know, could be worse. You know, people are awful. You know, pets are kind of good. Like, most of the dogs and cats and stuff I run into now, pretty good. You know, they seem to be well-developed. They seem to be relatively polite. And it's better than meeting, like, you know, somebody at the mall that just talks trash. You know, or just gives you a hard time. Anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going to play some more from On Golden Pond because I said I would, and a little triumph with somebody's out there, because somebody is out there, and it's not me because I'm in here.
They're a nice middle-aged couple, just like us.
If they're just like us, they're not middle-aged.
Of course they are.
Middle-aged means the middle, Ethel, middle of life. People don't live to be 150.
Little Triumph, one of the best bands of the 80s. The Big 80s here with you until 7 p.m. My name's Chris Earle. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Is it fate or random chance? How can I decide? Are we victims of circumstance when destinies collide? Somehow you make it through. You can
WMFO in Medford.
Are there any bears around here?
Oh, sure. Black bears and grizzlies. One came along here last month and ate an old lesbian.
It's the Big 80s with Chris Earle here with you till 7. A bunch of tramps. Might like me better if you slept together. Come on. Anyway, here I am telling yuck yucks at 6:54 p.m. in Medford. My name is Chris Earle. This is the end of the Big 80s show. I guess I can play one more. I'll throw in a PSA for you, too. Memories. Help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. Discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. It's pretty neat. You go on there, you type in your zip code, but there you go. Ralph Hill Conservation Area. It's right off of Route 3. There's Beaver Pond, and you can go up a trail, or you can just make out in the woods with some freak. Anyway, you can do that. It's fun. I'm going to give you a little Night Ranger, I think. Night Ranger's great. I had Spandau Ballet, I had some Bowie, I had some Springsteen, I had some Bursting Persons, Wang Chung and Police, all that crap. Anyway, I'll be here again next week. We'll do the Big 80s again because I enjoy it. I'm a product of the 70s, I guess. That's when my mother and father banged in like in the early 71. And then here I am, child of the 80s. The best music, I think, in the 80s. You know why? Because I was a teenager. I was growing up. But usually that's when you figure out what your favorite music is. It's usually when you're a teenager and you're making out with somebody, you touch yourself the wrong way and figure out that feels good. Things like that. Things of that nature. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with Night Ranger. That's it. When you close your eyes, do you dream about me? You don't even have to answer that because I know the answer is, of course, yes. My name is Chris Earle. See you next week, everybody. Good night. Good night, time travelers. Here's Night Ranger.
A girl in love with a green